from Mission America, updated for school year 2023-24. Note, we have updated with the information we have at present. Please check back for additions in the next months as some events firm up their dates. Are you sick of your children being subjected to incessant, inaccurate and dangerous messages enlisting their support for, or worse, their involvement in, homosexuality or gender deviance? And often now, this indoctrination will be interwoven with racism lessons, as if sexual immorality is similar. Many schools allow or even celebrate these reckless, inaccurate messages on certain days and weeks during the academic calendar. Your children in class will usually have no choice except to endure rainbow posters, library displays, cafeteria tables, special speakers, assemblies, classroom lessons and school announcements promoting the following events. See list below. What can you do? 1. Remove your children and teach them at home or in Christian schools. 2. Become thoroughly acquainted with the messages surrounding school-sponsored deception, and equip your children with the facts instead. Go here, here and here for some ideas. 3. Demand equal time for pro-family, morally sensible, factual messages. 4. Submit an opt-out form for all such activities. Protect Ohio Children has developed opt-out forms you can use. Go here to access these helpful materials. Make sure the administration knows you will not tolerate your child being encouraged to embrace sexual deviance or lessons infused with divisive racial politics. This is blatant manipulation with no basis in fact. Corruption, propaganda calendar for 2023-24 school year. We provide links to extremist groups sponsoring these days, weeks just so you know who's behind the manipulation and what to expect. Bisexual Awareness Week, September 16 to 23 with September 23rd as the central day. Here's how the sponsors describe this week, which some schools may observe. Co-founded by GLAAD, Bisexual Plus Awareness Week seeks to accelerate acceptance of the bi plus, bisexual, pansexual, fluid, no label, queer, etc., community. Confusion and depravity just what every parent wants to start off the school year. Banned Books Week, October 1 to 7, 2023. This is the annual attempt by the American Library Association to justify any trash a publisher wishes to peddle before our children. The American Library Association makes no secret of its affinity for all things LGBTQ, and the move from September to October may signal an even closer link to October as the Homosexual and Gender Confusion History Month. See below. Remember, your child has a right to worthwhile, wholesome reading material in his, her school. No books are banned in America, because all are available from some vendor. But not all are appropriate for a school to offer to children. LGBTQ History Month, Month of October. This is a manipulative effort to portray, out, homosexuals, gender rebels in a positive light as, heroes. These lessons also take reckless liberties with the truth about selected figures from history who claimed no such identities, like George Washington Carver, Florence Nightingale, our famed composer Tchaikovsky, for instance. Coming Out Day, October 11th, this is the annual day for those with LGBTQ preferences to publicly declare their attractions. And school children are being urged to do this at school. May God help us. Here's a GLSEN post on this. GLSEN is a very destructive group and has done tremendous harm to children in America. Indigenous Peoples Day, formerly Columbus Day, October 12th. We list this because the radical sexual activists have linked arms with the divisive racial political movement in many ways, and they delight, sadly, in trashing and wildly distorting America and its founding. Spirit Day, October 19, 2023, sponsored by GLAAD. Kids and teachers are to wear purple. Like the Day of Silence, this day also highlights the bullying of students who choose to identify as homosexual or gender deviant. Always remember that in the parlance of these radicals, bullying includes your and my constitutional right to state verbal objections, even in a very polite way, to these behaviors. Yet under LGBTQ tyranny, there's no tolerance for disagreement and your free speech is, to them, bullying. International Pronouns Day, October 18, 2023. Seriously? The insanity seems unending. Look for many schools to require rigid speech codes and the use of inaccurate pronouns, and claim that federal law requires this. There is no such federal law. Go here to learn how this deception is being deployed by the Biden administration as an unlawful proposed change to Title IX and the tyrannical transformation of American schools that would result. Solidarity Week, formerly Alley Week, sponsored by GLSEN, November 6 to 10. During this high-intensity week, your child will be urged to become an ally of students or teachers who identify as LGBTQ, and also to sign on to the extreme race agenda, e.g., declaring that our society is systemically racist and under a perpetual cloud of white supremacy, which is untrue. It's a peer-pressured, mob mentality seeking knee-jerk acceptance of unsupportable claims, at the same time isolating and marginalizing those who decline and labeling them as haters and bigots. With a clearly Marxist vibe, this is blatant discrimination celebrating immorality and far-left radicalism. Want to see what Glisson thinks elementary educators should focus on during Solidarity Week? Get read to be shocked as you read the online brochure here. And the guidance for middle and high school educators is here. See our background article from a previous year here. Transgender Awareness Week, second week of November 2023. Another week to portray gender rebellious people as the victims of society at large. Transgender Day of Remembrance, November 20th. This day focuses on victims of anti-transgender violence. While murder is always wrong, so are spurious and unsubstantiated accusations. Murder for any reason is a hate crime. There are no nice murders. This day was started to honor a victim, Rita Hester, who was stabbed by an unknown assailant in Boston. Rita, a biological male, was reportedly a prostitute and the murder remains unsolved. So no one knows the motivation behind the murder. This is a personal tragedy but not a valid reason to proclaim an epidemic of trans murders because the facts on this case are simply not known, and murder stats do not bear out such exaggerated claims. Gender-confused people who are attacked are often prostitutes, which carries a high risk of violence. So, if the goal is to reduce harm, why not discourage prostitution among gender-confused people, usually males posing as females? There are other jobs out there, folks. No, the goal of this manipulative event is to undermine heteronormativity and traditional male-female biology. Pro-LGBTQ groups are generally okay with prostitution. They call it sex work. It's another huge red flag about the depravity of this movement, and another reason to keep these people away from schools and children. No Name Calling Week, January 15 to 19, 2024. Another event to normalize homosexuality and gender deviance. This week is usually held in elementary and middle schools, yet hypocrisy is a big issue here, because the LGBTQ community regularly unleashes slurs about Christians. See our background article here. Glisson is apparently working on a new NNCW campaign, so stay tuned for changes. National Day of Reading, about gender confusion, presumably February 16th, check back for updates. Human Rights Campaign and Welcoming Schools join National Education Association to promote gender deviance and the whole LGBT agenda to vulnerable children. The focus is young children having books read to them featuring non-binary and gender-confused people, in an attempt to normalize this very destructive behavior. Go to this link, from the ALA, which approves of this day, for more information. Black History Month, all of February. Look for this annual observance to be hijacked by teachers influenced by Black Lives Matter, a group that no school should be honoring. BLM is a misinformed group of con artists profiteering from negatives, police bashing, distortion of American history, undermining male, female marriage, traditional families and sexual morality, hostility toward males, and bigotry toward Christianity. And also, most obviously Caucasians. Oh, and they are Marxists and hate capitalism. They do not represent the many thoughtful, America-loving people of color in our nation, but BLM pretends that they do in order to draw publicity and raise money on the division created. Work to remove BLM's influence from your school. Transgender Day of Visibility, March 31, 2024. Another misleading day. Is gender confusion ever the answer? No. Children are being encouraged to seek permanent physical mutilation through this wicked movement. See our article here, Day of Silence, April 12, 2024. This is the High Holy Day of LGBTQ activism targeting impressionable kids. It's such a diabolically clever message, combining victim posturing, we are always silenced, with guilt and shaming for any student who doesn't affirm perversion and go along with the incessant whining. Kids need to either be prepared to stand up and object, or stay home on this highly manipulative, full of deception day. For some of our commentaries in past years, go here, 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 here and here. One California school district will fly the Pride Progress flag on the Day of Silence 2024. Does propaganda get any more blatant than this? International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia, May 17, 2024. Another day of deception and corruption. Harvey Milk Day, May 22, 2024. Politician Harvey Milk, proud and open predator of teen boys, is honored in all California schools on this day every year. Harvey was murdered not over his open homosexuality, but over an unrelated political dispute, yet students are supposed to see him as a victim of homophobia. Doesn't this deception just characterize the LGBTQ movement to a T? Our background article is here. LGBTQ, Pride Month, June 2024. The deep offense and destructiveness of Pride even invades schools. See our background article here. Parents, you can do this. Educate yourselves and then your children and be change agents for what is good and right in these schools. Don't let the LGBTQ bullies and racial dividers win. It's time to overcome evil with good.